The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
Hey, we're inching up towards the bottom of the hour, and of course, we like to get this interview in, and then we're going to take a look at what happened on Wall Street today, all right? Our first guest today is the founder of Compass Financial Services. His name is Kurt Pearson. Now, rather than chat about financial planning, we're going to have a discussion about rehabbing buildings, of all things. Lots of talk about how rehabbers are trying to fix up historic buildings, but what happens when Restaurant Row moves and restaurants become gaping empty holes in the neighborhood? We'll talk about it with our newest friend, Kurt Pearson. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Kurt. Good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
I understand that you are you took the time to be here with us so that you didn't have to move stuff.
That's right. Today is moving day for Compass Financial.
Good for you, man. Well planned. All right, before we get into our rehabbing project, tell us a little bit about Compass Financial, would you?
Well, Compass Financial is a firm that was started in 1997. I am the owner and founder of the firm. We have five advisors, financial advisors, three support staff right now, and looking to grow because now we have more space grow into.
Yeah, you've got to fill up the space, right?
That's right.
All right, so when we talk about Compass Financial as a financial consulting firm, what does that mean?
Well, our philosophy is a little bit different. We have the capability to charge actually by the hour.
Really?
To actually give people advice. So whether they have some debts they need to get paid off or some dreams that they want to try to attain to, we can actually give them advice, consult with them, come alongside them, and they don't have to leave behind the existing relationships they may have with a stockbroker or an insurance agent.
That's
interesting.
Or yeah. That's kind of like I do with our advertising agency. We bill by the hour for what we work on. A CPA does the same thing. A lawyer does the same thing. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like that. That way you're not eating into the corpus of whatever that they're saving or doing, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they get to work with their own. Okay, I got it. That's pretty cool. So recently there's been a trend in certain parts of the metro to take old restaurants and turn them into something else. Now, most often these buildings, they might have been part of something called Restaurant Row, and now they're vacant and they're just kind of sitting there and getting kind of ugly. And Compass Financial has done just that on 50th Street here in West Des Moines. What made you decide to say, look, there's an old restaurant. Let's go in there and rehab this into office space?
Well, it's just one of those things where the journey kind of led me there. Hmm. About 2.5 years ago, I started looking for more space because I knew we were going to be growing out of our current location. And one location led to another, didn't quite find what we liked, tried to put a deal together, it didn't come together. And then I met Richard Hurd Real Estate.
Oh, sure.
And Richard owns the building at 4801 Westtown Parkway, which was the old Buca di Peppa building.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the vision of what it could be turned into, I think, before I did. but I have a lot of respect for what he's done with a lot of development around town. So we just proceeded to draw up some plans. Simonson Architecture Firm helped us with those plans. And we move forward, and today it's a reality. We're moving in.
So are there some special considerations when you're trying to rehab a former restaurant into office space? I mean, some things that maybe you got wiring, extra wiring, plumbing, and grease traps, or what's all the stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, anytime you are taking a building that was originally designed for a particular use
mm-hmm.
and converting it, there are going to be issues. For example, some of the technical terms here I probably won't get right, but of course, with any restaurant, there's this thing called a grease pit that has to be put into place according to code. And of course, we won't be needing that as a financial planning firm. And so the architect firm had
a plan. Well, it depends on how slippery things get, right?
Exactly. So that had to be taken care of in an appropriate fashion according
mm-hmm.
to code. Another thing that I've noticed is that the electrical panels in our building seem to be quite overdone.
Sure, and, you need a lot of 220, and exactly.
We aren't going to need that for our firm. So there are some things like that were part of the consideration. But I tell you, the shell of the building was incredible. We put some more windows in the space to really brighten it up. The flooring and everything got put in a very good manner, and it's just it's shining. It's been an incredible process.
You know, it's interesting how certain sections of the city change. When you think about this, many are going to remember something that was called the Merle Hay Auto Mile. All right, and that's when Merle Hay Road was just littered, if you will, with row or building after building, lot after lot of car dealerships. Now, it's more like the Merle Hay Auto Quarter Mile, and you know, people have moved out of there. Same thing with restaurants. People have Restaurant Row in a certain location, and then restaurants move to other parts of town, or they close, or they change, and then what's left is a gaping hole. Now, here's the economic question for you. Mm-hmm. Because that was sitting there empty for a while, was the owner more malleable to a price adjustment?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think anytime you look at a part of your portfolio, whether it's a stock or bond segment, or whether it's real estate and it's empty, or it's been sitting for a while, you have to look and say, hey, what is the wisest use for this facility, and how can I begin to get cash flow off of what I already have invested in? So I think it's a definite consideration. And as we know, a lot of the restaurant business is now located around the Jordan Creek Mall on the west side of town. And so that corridor of West Town Parkway, there have been several buildings converted. I think there will be some more down the road here, because when people think about going out to eat, they think about Jordan Creek and not necessarily that strip of West Town Parkway.
Yeah, especially if you're in West Des Moines, or if you're closer to the other neighborhoods. Maybe it's downtown, or it could very well be, let's go to Windsor Heights and go to Baru 66, one of my favorite places, David Baruthio over there. This is an interesting thing, and I think that we're seeing lots of this. You know, the conversation has been about rehabbing old buildings, but maybe taking a look at buildings that are currently something else or have been something else makes positive sense.
Well, my wife and I were very excited about it, because we just have a propensity to take something that is already in place that may need to be repurposed or reinvented, and launch into that particular process. We have some property out near Winterset, and the old 1970 style ranch home. We've been in the process of converting it into an Italian country home. And been an awesome process. We put in a wood fire pizza oven, and so these kinds of thoughts have been in our head more often than just this particular project. If we can take a structure that's there anyway, instead of demolishing it or totally starting from the ground up, and repurpose it in a positive way, that seems like a good use of resources and a path that
it's much more sustainable in the long run. It really is.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt Pearson, ladies and gentlemen, from Compass Financial, talking about repurposing an old restaurant, and which has kind of become a trend. I have to say something. This is very interesting, and Brooke Benscooter was the individual who brought you by to have this conversation. And for those of you who are out there and you're in business and you're trying to find, it's called earned media, an opportunity to get in front of the media to tell a story. Oftentimes what happens is, and this is really interesting, is that you're pitching this story and media is maybe not very interested in that. But what we've done here, we've talked a little bit about Compass Financial and how you operate and how you work, but it's been in the realm of a repurposed restaurant.
Yeah.
And Brooke Benscooter, by the way, from the consultancy, is an expert at that. So if you're in business and you want to have, understand how to get perhaps earned media, follow Brooke. She had a great idea here. And I, because it is timely, we hear about all of these things with rehabbing stuff. We just had an architectural meeting here for the Midwest region last week, and this fits right in line with so many of the things that are going on in the metro. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. We're very excited.
I bet you are. Compass Financial is the name of the firm. I like that hourly rate thing, too, by the way. Kurt Pearson is his name. We will have this up on our podcast in a little bit. By the way, we've got to step aside because we have the Wall Street Report. We're also going to take a look at the Iowa 25, those stocks of local interest, and also the commodity numbers. What did the pork bellies do today? We'll tell you all that when we come back. That's all ahead of Steve Smith from Fast Signs in Clive. Thanks for being with us. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.